Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go!
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
What we think should fulfill him doesn't look like it's fulfilling him. And maybe it's the same thing with Scottie Pippen, where we look at him and we go, damn, dude, you were right there, man. Jordan probably couldn't have won those, all six of those titles, without you. And you were the perfect complement to the growing of his game, and he was the perfect complement to yours. And look at what you accomplished. Look at you being one of the 50th greatest players of all time. Look at the winning of Olympic gold. The money, like all of that stuff. Like, maybe we look at that and say, if I had that, I would have enough. And maybe he looks at it and says, it's not enough. And the same thing with Kanye, where, yay, Dr. Donda son, where he looks at, we look at him and go, you have classic albums. You have verses that people will remember for forever. You may have changed the trajectory of hip hop in a city. Is that enough? And the answer comes back, no, it's not enough.
Make me a bicycle clown.
I know you've been waiting for a proper one. Bass drop! Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. We got a fun show ahead. NIU head coach Thomas Hammack is going to be on the show at 12:45. They won their game last night. They have won the MAC West. We will talk to him about that. This is a team that didn't win a game last year, and now they have a chance to win the entire conference. So we'll discuss that. And apparently, he and I have some similarities in fandom. We will discuss that with the NIU head coach. When we come back, though, we're going to talk about the Bulls and their 112-107 loss to Portland last night. Matt Peck from the Locked On Bulls podcast joins me next. I'm back. You're back. Hang out with us. We're here with you until 2 on The Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago. Middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Just above the three-point arc near sideline, ball. In play, Lillard on the ball, defending. Lonzo holding, looking at play. Top side, Levine open three, short. Rebound, Portland. And you got a quick foul by the Bulls. He had a great look. Yep. Folks, there was nobody around Zach Levine at the top of the circle for three.
That was absolutely the shot you wanted. You had it. And a tough break for Zach, just would not drop for him.
Highlight courtesy of The Score. Yeah, there was an open look for Zach, and it was emblematic of the fourth quarter shooting that the Bulls had. Bulls shot 27% in the fourth quarter, 6 of 22. They were outscored by a bunch in the second half, and Portland comes back and wins that game 112 to 107. Matt Peck does a great job with the Locked On Bulls podcast. Go check it out. Subscribe. It's a lot of fun. Locked On Bulls Nation. We know we have some friends like Herbie and Tanny that also do some Locked On stuff. So Matt Peck is doing Locked On Bulls, and he's nice enough to join me on the Circa Resort and Casino hotline. Circa Resort and Casino out in Vegas, man, they've got the largest sports book. You want to go hang out there. You can be in the pool while you're making your wagers, all of that good stuff. What's happening, Peck?
Lawrence, welcome back, buddy. Missed you on the air last week.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I know that you've been in a better mood. Like, I've been listening to the podcast, and it's fun to hear you and Big Dave, like, be excited about Bulls basketball. Before we get into the particulars of last night's game, what's it been like to now be a Bulls content provider when the Bulls are actually good?
Man, it is a world of difference. Big Dave and I were actually just reminiscing after the Lakers win. Like, you know, when we were back doing that Outsiders gig at NBC, some of those West Coast games where, you know, we wouldn't even start our post-game coverage until, I don't know, midnight, 12:30, and you're talking about a 30-point loss. It's a lot more easy to stay up for these West Coast road trip games when you feel like the Bulls got a shot to win or should win on any night. I know that the loss last night was tough, but, I mean, this Bulls fan base, as you know, you've been in the city a long time, when the Bulls are remotely watchable, Bulls fans are everywhere, and they're more than watchable right now. They're a lot of fun.
They are. They're a ton of fun to watch, except for when they're inefficient scoring, and that did happen in the second half of the game last night. Of this group right now, like, what's been the most pleasant aspect of watching them play?
I think the most pleasant aspect is watching DeMar DeRozan prove to all of the doubters and all of the haters that he still has plenty left in the tank. It's like, just because a guy's older than 30, everybody assumes, oh, he's washed. Or because he was playing in a small market like San Antonio for the last couple of years, and because the Raptors won a title after trading him, everybody just had this label of DeMar DeRozan as washed, not good enough, not a winner. And joining a guy like Zach LaVine, who had a lot of those same labels, you know, empty calorie scorer, not a winner. And to see those guys just put up back-to-back-to-back performances where they're both scoring 20-plus. DeMar's pouring in all these 30-point games. I mean, DeMar DeRozan, a lot of people say, has kind of like left what the NBA is today because he doesn't shoot threes, although he's knocking them down at about 37% so far this season, and it's all about the mid-range. His mid-range game is beautiful to watch for those of us who remember back in the day when MJ dominated the league with the best mid-range game on the floor every night.
I've enjoyed watching Alex Caruso, and last night was a good indication why. You look at his stat line in the game, it's pretty disgusting. Where he was
one
everywhere.
Shy of a triple-double.
Yeah, and honestly, like when you start looking at even block shots and steals for him inside of the box score last night, he does a little bit of everything. Here's his stat line for those who don't know. 12 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks for him. Like that's outstanding. Like you'd love to see him shoot a little bit better, but I think that he's provided something in the role of, hey, if I need to distribute a little bit, I can do that. If you need me to go and as a guard go and rebound, I can do that. And I can run the floor. It's something that maybe we didn't know that they needed, but now you look at it and be like, man, how were they even an NBA team without this type of guy on their roster?
Yeah, I mean, he's like a superhero version of Kirk Heinrich. Honestly, Bulls fans might remember Kirk. Yeah, I know Bulls fans are kind of torn on whether he was overrated or underrated, but I mean, you look at everything Caruso provides on the floor, the hustle plays like that, the boards on the offensive and defensive end. You know, he just generates so many opportunities and generates good momentum plays for the Bulls. And, you know, the biggest element that he provides, that point of attack defense, that was one of this Bulls team's biggest weaknesses last season. And it's one of the many examples of this new front office, Arturis and Mark Eversley, you know, taking a season to evaluate what they had and what needed fixing and stealing Caruso away from the Lakers, one of the best point of attack defenders in the league. And then now in Vooch's absence into the starting lineup, as Donovan has done over the last few games, pairing him with Lonzo Ball. I mean, my goodness, Dame and CJ were a combined 1 of 10 from the field at halftime last night. And that's all credit, or not all, but most credit to Caruso and his backcourt mate, Lonzo Ball.
How badly do you think the Bulls, in last night's game, for sure, missed Vooch?
A lot. I honestly was defending Vooch through that first dozen or so games where he was, you know, it seemed like he had the yips. He was not only not hitting his outside shots, but he was missing bunnies around the rim that are almost automatic. His mid-range game wasn't falling either. Bulls fans all over Twitter were like, trade Vooch. The Vooch trade was a mistake. How do we get rid of this guy? And then Tony Bradley comes in, and everybody was like, oh, yeah, that's a backup center. We miss our starting center. And even when Vooch was not knocking down his shot, in his absence, you realize all of the things that he provides. I think, you know, he gets slack for not being a great defender, but in certain drop coverages that Billy is running, he's more than capable. He's more than capable hedging, you know, playing defense at that center spot. And then on the offensive end, his just like, you know, a little pick and roll or pick and pop or, you know, a short roll and then swing passes to the weak side, all that stuff was a safety valve for the Bulls offense when it was struggling in the half court. And when you take him away and put Tony Bradley in his place, you realize that Tony Bradley can't do any of those things. And yes, Vooch is sorely missed. Not to mention the fact that as much as I love the small ball lineups we're seeing from Billy with Derrick Jones Jr. as your five, Yusuf Nurkic is a big dude. And Derrick Jones Jr. had 4 fouls at halftime last night. So yes, in a lot of ways, Vooch is missed.
With the late starts, and I know that you and Big Dave talked about that too, are you happy that they came at this point in the season? And the Bulls in these late start games are 2-2, or would you have preferred that those tests would have come later on in the season out West?
I mean, you know, I never tried to look at that kind of scheduling stuff and say, oh, it would have been better if this or if that. And you take the schedule as it comes. And again, perfectly honest, I'm glad we're getting a lot of these West Coast late night tips out of the way early. You know, when the season is just beginning, you're always amped up for a tip-off, especially as Bulls fans over the last few weeks have been like, we're not dreading tip-off every night. We're looking forward to it because we actually have a team worth watching again. So, yeah, the last week of all these late-night tips has been rough, but, hey, you know, we swept the Clippers and the Lakers in L.A., and it was absolutely worth staying up for. So when we get to go back and play some some East Coast games that tip off at 6 or we're playing at home and we tip at 7, that's great. But in the meantime, even if you can come home from this West Coast trip 2-3, if you don't even win in Denver on Friday, given that you're missing Vooch in addition to Patrick Williams, Coby White just coming back in these first couple of games, certainly doesn't look like himself. You got to take that as a win.
You know, you're right about Coby White. And last year when I was talking about him, I talked about the idea of, like, empty box scores for him. And granted, he only played 11 minutes in last night's game. But the things I look at for him are, if you aren't going to score, which should be his primary function in the role that he's in now, he's got to do other stuff. And in last night's game, he didn't do any of the other stuff. Now, all of this is a guy that's still trying to get himself back, and I'm not trying to damn him. I love his talent. I love what he might be able to provide. But I want to see him grow into – I'd love to see him be able to do some of the things that in early games we saw Ayo do, where it's come on out and take your shots, man. Go, don't be afraid to take your shots, because that's why you're on the floor.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's absolutely fair to think that. There was one moment in particular during last night's game where the Bulls were hanging on by a thread. You know, it was like a one or two possession game, late third, early fourth. And Coby had a clean pass delivered his way. And he was, you know, in a spot that he really likes, kind of like right corner, right, just to the right of the top of the key. And that's usually just a catch and shoot automatic 3 points for Coby White in the last couple of seasons. And you saw he thought about it, hesitated, and then swung the ball away. And so clearly he is still trying to get his confidence back. My guess is that he's also still trying to get his conditioning back. He only started doing 5-on-5 full contact stuff in practice like a week ago. So, you know, be thankful for the fact that he is back from this significant injury and realize it's going to take some time. But as far as your question of what, you know, can we see Coby do some of the things maybe that Ayo does, or maybe some of the other things you wanted to see Coby do in his first two seasons instead of just, you know, shooting. What the Bulls' second unit is lacking right now is scoring. They got walloped by the Blazers bench last night, point differential. And in particular, the Bulls are one of the lowest volume three-point shooting teams in the NBA. That's what Coby can provide in his comfort zone. So let's get him back to his comfort zone and about other ways that he can help the team.
Peck, I appreciate the time, man. Keep rocking and rolling on Locked On Bulls, man.
Always, Lawrence. Always enjoy chatting with you, bud.
That is Matt Peck. You can follow him on Twitter at @Bulls_Peck. And if you haven't subscribed to the Locked On Bulls podcast, you should. Him and Big Dave do a great job on the pod. Hey, there's a fun story going on in DeKalb. I know that football fun has been hard to come by lately outside of Justin Fields, but there's a fun football story happening with the Huskies. The NIU head coach Thomas Hammack is going to join us to talk about it next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Gets the carry over the right side. He's got daylight. No one's going to touch him. Touchdown, Rakevich, Northern Illinois. Your MAC West champs.
Talk about imposing your will on an opponent. NIU did that with the run game last night, and they win. They win on the road at Buffalo, and they've now won the MAC West, which is amazing considering what was going on last year in DeKalb. Hard for everybody. So we were like, you know, Herbie and I have been monitoring what's going on with NIU, and I told him last night, I was like, hey, man, if they win this game, we need to get Thomas Hammack on. And he's like, all right, yeah, let's do it. So I'm glad the NIU made the head coach of the Huskies available. He joins me on the Circa Resort and Casino hotline. Circa Casino and Resort out there in Las Vegas has the biggest sports book. It is awesome. Go stay there. Go play there. You will have a wonderful time. And now Thomas Hammack joins us here on The Score. Thomas, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I gotta ask you about this turnaround. Like, considering what was going on last year, when you start looking at the MAC projections, there were a lot of people who didn't think you guys would be in this spot. How are you able to turn it around as quickly as you have?
You know, well, I thought we had a chance to to turn it around. But we needed something positive to go our way because we played in a lot of one possession games last year and came on up on the short end of the stick. But when we had a chance to play Georgia Tech, all the work that the kids put in and to go win that game gave them a boost of confidence to say, if we can play like this against Georgia Tech, we should be able to play like this against everybody in the MAC. And I think that type of momentum has really carried on the whole season, and guys have been playing phenomenal. And we're used to these one-possession ball games. We're very comfortable playing that style of play at this point in time, and we embrace it.
What type of difference has having Rocky Lombardi come in and kind of stabilize the quarterback spot done for you?
I mean, it's been phenomenal for us as a football team because, number one, he's a leader. His dad is a coach. Grandfather was a coach. So he comes from a football pedigree. And then you add on top of that, he's coming from the Big Ten with the experience that he gained there, the adversity that he dealt with there. And he came into this situation fully prepared and fully equipped to lead our football team. And not only is he a tremendous worker, he's got the right attitude, he's got the right approach, and our players really follow him.
I think it's interesting that I've seen in games, there have been games like last night where Rocky doesn't have to do a ton, but when he's being asked to do something, he takes it to another level. Like your run game last night, last week I'm watching, or 2 weeks ago I'm watching, and Rocky is setting school records with the amount of pass yards that he's throwing. So what do you think it says about the Huskies that however people want to play it, you guys seem capable of playing a high-tempo passing game or an old-school knock-you-down run game?
Yeah, you know, every week I think teams are going to try to figure out what way can they try to stop us. A couple weeks ago, they really tried to stop the run game, so we opened up the passing game. You know, last night, the wind was really a factor in the game. It was blowing pretty good. And so going one direction, we felt like we can utilize our passing game. Going the opposite direction, we wanted to lean more on the run game. And I think, you know, for Rocky, he's an unselfish player. He just wants to win. He's willing to do whatever it takes to win. And, you know, obviously he'll be ready for whatever type of game that there is, as well as our offense.
I think I know some of the answer to this. I'm talking with Thomas Hammack, the head coach of NIU Huskies, considering that you are of Northern Illinois. But what was it that said to you when Sean Frazier says, we want you to be our coach for a little bit longer, that you said, yeah, I'm going to jump at this opportunity to continue my time in DeKalb?
Well, to me, as far as the contract was concerned, I just asked for an investment into our players, into the program, to upgrade our facilities, to upgrade the weight room, to enhance our nutrition. And once he committed to those things, it was an easy decision for me. This is a place that, you know, I have a lot of great memories from my time as a player. I coached here before, and obviously I'm having a tremendous time this year with, you know, what we've been able to do and the type of kids that we have in our program.
What's been your favorite thing about this year's team?
You know what? I just think they embrace whatever comes. They have a mindset, a 1-0 mentality, you know, things that a lot of times people think is coach speak. They really embraced, and they start to say it to me. And so I think when players start to reciprocate the things that you say to them back, I think it touched home for them. They believe in it. They believe this is the way that we're going to go about our business and how we're going to win as a football team. And that belief goes a long ways.
What's your road been like to get to head coaching your alma mater? Like what do you think you've learned most while at other places and even coaching in the pros?
Well, I think, you know, I've worked for some tremendous leaders. I can go back to my time as a player, Coach Novak, the way he handled the team, the way he, held people accountable. Then Coach Alvarez, then Brett Bilmer, then John Harbaugh. You know, I work for some tremendous leaders and tried to pick some things from them and you know, weave them into my own personality, because I'm not trying to be somebody else. I'm trying to be me. And I think that it's kind of worked throughout my career and helped me continue to advance, because I think people have seen me as a leader and doing things the right way. And I'm a man of integrity, and we hold our players to the same standards.
And when you get some winning put behind it, it's got to be gratifying, right? Where you preach these things to the players and you don't get a win last year, but you keep preaching it, they keep doing it, and then you see improvement. I imagine that gives you more of a buy-in from those guys because they see that what you say makes sense.
You know, the gratification really is from, you know, we made decisions in 2019 that's affecting us now. And what I mean by that is college football has changed so dramatically with the evolution of the transfer portal and different ways that you can build your roster. We committed to building our roster with youth and building it for the long term. Obviously, I played here. I have a tremendous passion for this place, and I wanted to make sure that no matter what happens, win, lose, or draw, the program was going to be in a good situation for the long term.
I can't let you out of here. I mean, you know who the Bears are playing this week, right?
I do.
I want to know, what's it like to be around and try to coach the running backs to work with Lamar Jackson?
You know, it's the best thing ever, to be honest, because he draws so much attention from the defense that, you know, they sometimes it's a defensive end, sometimes it's a safety that has to account for him in a run game that, you know, if you do your job as a running back, I mean, there's going to be creases for you to get yards. And, you know, it's going to be a good game this week. I have to be neutral being in this area. but trust me, you know, I got a lot of coaches asking, you know, they don't understand the action. So they asked me to come to the game. I'm like, you realize Sunday is a Thursday of game week. So, you know, obviously that's not going to be possible.
I think it's a lot of fun, though, that you guys take the middle of the week and give us some really entertaining games. One more thing about Lamar. How happy are you to see that he continues to evolve as an all-around quarterback? I mean, this is a guy with a career 100 passer rating. He's doing everything for Baltimore, and he's living up to the expectations that he set as an MVP.
You know, the reason I'm really happy for him is because I was in those draft meetings when he was coming out of college, and it wasn't a unanimous, hey, this is a guy that we want. Ozzie Newsome, John Harbaugh, Mr. Bisciotti, they said we are taking Lamar Jackson. And for them to have that conviction and him to have the type of success, it shows what type of organization the Ravens have.
All right, before I let you out of here, I wanted to make sure that this was true. Herbie, hit me with something.
When last year I spent more money on spilt liquor in bars from one side of this world to the other than you made, you're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
I heard that you were a Ric Flair fan. Is that true?
Hey, if you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!
See, this is why I love having you on the show. Thomas Havoc, good luck with the MAC championship game. Good luck with everything else. Congratulations on all the success in the new contract. And let's talk again soon.
Appreciate it. Have a good one.
That is Thomas Havoc. I like that when he figured out what we were doing, he started cracking up. You can't go wrong with Ric Flair. I mean,
today, you know. Woo, I've got the style and profile like never before.
I'm having a hard time holding these gators down. Woo! It's the truth. We're going to take a break. We haven't talked about the Bears yet. I mean, other than getting that scouting report on Lamar Jackson. But Jason Leisure is going to join us, and we're going to talk about the Bears next with him on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.